This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Usually at this time, we are joined by Nate Taylor of ESPN. He's a little bit under the weather. So coming off the bench right now is our guy Jay Binkley. Certainly a lot of football to get into. Bink, let's talk about Sunday Night Football, and then we'll get to the Missouri and Alabama game. It feels like this is the same Chiefs game that they just had 2 weeks ago. They were 1-2. They had a home game against the Ravens. They needed to win that to get back to 500. It's almost the exact same scenario for Sunday Night Football. I'll give you the numbers here coming up in a little bit, but once again, there is a major difference in being 3-3 and 2-4 heading into the second portion of the season.
It's weird. It reminds me of 2021 a lot. When the Chiefs were 2-3, they had losses to the Bills in there. The Bills made them 2-3. They lost to the Chargers. They were sitting 2-3. They won their game to become 3-3. Didn't last long. Then they went to 3-4. Then they played the Giants the following week. Butker kicks field goal in the final minute. They beat the Giants. They could have been 3-5. The Chiefs team went on to go to the AFC title game. That's the one where they lost to the Bengals, and the Bengals went on to the Super Bowl. But kind of reminds me of that situation they were in there, and we didn't know what kind of team that the Kansas City Chiefs were being. So they were fighting hard to get the 3-3. Then they got it, and they went right back down to 3-4 and almost 3-5, but they didn't, and the rest is history. So, yeah, you just never know what you're going to get with this team. But, yeah, it does feel a lot like previous weeks with this team.
I'm putting a lot of the spotlight this week on Chris Jones for this reason. We all know what happened this week. We all know the conversation about him. And going up against this Lions team, if you don't win up front, you don't beat this team. This isn't the week, in my opinion, to try to send 7-8 and go cover zero. If that's the case, there are just too many guys on the Lions that you potentially got to cover. And we're not even factoring in the fact that Jahmyr Gibbs is one of the best pass-catching backs in the National Football League. You need your front four to win matchups, and you need them to win those consistently. So you need the George Karlaftis that you just gave $70 million to this offseason. You need Chris Jones, who you think is one day going to be in Canton. So I'm putting a lot of responsibility on 9-5. You took a lot of arrows this week, but you know how it is. You can be down 1 week, and you can be up the next. You just got to play well.
Yeah, and with this running game, you want to see guys give up. Look, like to see Noel Williams get more snaps, obviously, in this game. This guy's a hard hitter. I know they like him, you know, coming in dime situations whenever, but that he's one of those defensive backs that'll get up into the mix because they got to contain this running game because Jared Goff doesn't move much in the pocket. You get there, you get contained with him, but they're going to have to set those edges so the running backs don't get outside because they are so fast. But, yeah, I'd like to see Noel get sprinkled in more defensive backs. Defensive backs tackling in this game is going to be big.
Yeah, I don't really understand the Noel Williams usage in all of this. Like, it's very, very perplexing to me. He played so well in the game against the Ravens, and then you're telling me in the next game you only find room for him for four snaps. Meanwhile, Chamari Connor just essentially never comes off the field. Like, their usage in the Jacksonville game, very, very puzzling to me.
His snap counts are way up in their wins, and he hardly plays in their losses. So eventually you get to look at that and say, well, and I know it's who they're playing and everything else, but wins are wins. Wins of the Giants win. Wins of the Ravens win. But he got high snap counts in those games, and they won the game, and then the game like the Chargers game, I don't even think he got – he's played special teams like every time. He's still got 21 snaps on special teams against the Jaguars, just none on defense. But his snap count's very limited when he plays against these teams they lose. So maybe they'll start to look at a – maybe a mixture there and think, yeah, when we have Nolan Williams on the field, we play a lot more. Like, put it this way. Against the Chargers, no defensive snaps. Against Philly, only 8. Then it went up to 19 against the Giants, 20 against the Ravens. They're 2 wins, and then it goes back down to 4 against the Jaguars. This doesn't make any sense.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Jay Binkley. Jay, let's focus in on the offense here for just a little bit. I think you would agree in this. This is going to be a game in which the Chiefs are going to need to score. I don't think you're holding the Lions to 13 points. Like, this is the game you need to win 28-24, 31-27. I think the Lions are going to score. I think the Chiefs also should be able to move the ball going up against a pretty battered Lions secondary. Almost every portion of their offense has improved over the last month. Their offensive line is much better. I think their rush attack has been improved over the last couple of weeks. It feels like they're starting to really kind of settle into a role when it comes to the wide receivers, especially since they've gotten back Xavier Worthy. This offense is light years better to me than the one that went up against Philadelphia and also the one that played in the first half against the New York Giants.
It is. It's getting a lot better, and I'm glad Worthy, you know, is back practicing. He's going to play today. My worst fear is Rice is going to come back next week, and then they'd shelve Worthy for a couple weeks. Like, that was my biggest fear, because you want to see those. You want to see Hollywood and Rice and Worthy all play together at the same time. But, yeah, this offense has been looking good, but Mahomes has had the time to throw. It's one thing the Lions do is they're second in the NFL in sacks. They have 16. The Broncos lead the way with 21. But they have a good pass rush with Muhammad on one side and Aiden Hutchinson there on the other. DJ Reader getting that push up the middle. They present problems. I know that secondary is banged up, but time. Time is the essence for Mahomes to have time to throw the football, because they'll move around Aiden Hutchinson. He'll play on the left. He'll play on the right. They'll move him around all over the place to find mismatches where he can take advantage of getting to the quarterback. And that part scares me, because with the Ravens and the Jags, they have a combined 13 sacks. Chiefs have 13, and the Chiefs have pass rush problems. They don't get to their two of the three bottom teams in the NFL getting to the quarterback. They're facing a big boy pass rush with the Lions.
This is the Jawan Taylor that I wish you could just lock in and you could get each and every week. He hasn't been a problem. We haven't talked about him. He hasn't had a penalty. Now, at some point, you think those penalties could potentially come back. I mean, that's just been a theme of his time in Kansas City. But, I mean, they said this after, I think it was the Ravens game. Hey, he knows this is unacceptable. They got to change something. We got to do something better. I mean, the last 2 weeks, it just has not been an issue when it comes to Jawan Taylor. And I think that's been a major part, that along the side with Josh Simmons is playing a lot better and also Kingsley Suamataia. But the fact that they have eliminated some of the mistakes up front, I think has really allowed this offense to go to the next level.
And Jawan is just a different guy. He has played well on the road. That Jaguars game, he had a penalty, but it wasn't his fault. He wasn't covered on the offensive line, so it really wasn't his fault on there. But he usually plays so much better at home than the road, because he tries to jump that snap count. But he can hear better at home at Arrowhead, because the people are pretty quiet when the Chiefs are on offense. So he hears it better. He goes on the road, fans are noisy, and that, you know, gets into his head at that point. But, yeah, Jawan Taylor's been fantastic as of late, and he'd love to see it. Kingsley's gotten so much better at the pass blocking. The run blocking was kind of his thing. He's such a physical, athletic guy. And so it's no wonder he's doing well in the NFL, because he did have those attributes, big and physical. And Josh Simmons, you know, he played maybe, you know, he was just doing his job there against the Chargers, you know, but now it's taking authority to the other team. That punch is there, and he's putting guys on the ground. He put some guys on the Jags on the ground, and he's just kind of standing over them, but he was pancaking like crazy in that game. He's got a bit of a nasty streak about him on the football field, which is what you want to see, because Trey Smith plays a violent game on the football field. A little bit different, you know, off the field, but on the field, between the lines, I love that attitude, Josh Simmons. He's got a little Trey Smith in him.
What are you trying to take away with Detroit? Because I feel like they can beat you either way. Like, if you need David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs to run for 75 yards apiece and both score a touchdown, they can do that. If you need Amon-Ra St. Brown to have 120 yards, Jamison Williams to have a good day, Sam Laporta to have a good day, I don't feel like you can really try to make the Lions one-dimensional, because they're so good at both of the dimensions. What are you trying to take away with them? Who are you trying to take away from that offense?
Yeah, because Spags will zero in on something. And I think he's going to go after that running game. I think he'll go after that running game first. Hope he can get back to Jared Goff and cause some disruption. They're 12th in passing in the NFL. They're 7th as far as running the football. So they are better at running the football than with the pass. But you kind of shut down that running game, which is very tough to do with these guys. Very tough to do. But you do that, you set Jared Goff back in the pocket, and hopefully, you know, Karloff, this Jones and company, because they seem to be the guys doing it on the defensive line and blitzing from the secondary if they want to take those chances. But Goff will make you pay. That's one thing you have to be concerned about, blitzing the secondary, because he's good enough, he'll make you pay. But he is kind of a stone back in that pocket. But to me, it's the running game, because Spags does it. I mean, they haven't had 100-yard running on him for 2 years. Lamar Jackson went for 122 on him, but that was at the beginning of the year last year. And that was it, but no running backs got it.
One point we mentioned with the Lions is the Lions took a lot of swings at premier positions. They hit on just about all of them. They made a pretty significant trade to go get Jared Goff. The trade ended up working. They have one of the most explosive wide receivers in the National Football League. They drafted him. They developed him. They spent another first-round pick on one in Jameis Williams. It worked out. They spent a second-round pick on Sam Laporta. They spent a first-round pick on Jahmyr Gibbs. A lot of the kind of impact positions or positions that you think really can change the course of a game, the Lions have spent a significant resource on those, and for the most part, they struck gold when it comes to those players.
Yeah, he did, and John Morton's doing a great job. I mean, taking over Ben Johnson was tough, and that was the big thing. You know, thinking about the Lions, how good are they going to be without Glenn on defense and without Ben Johnson? Two guys that took head coaching jobs. I mean, it's how you stay consistent in the NFL. You keep those coaches, you know, in place. That's why the Chiefs have been so good for so long, because Spags still for defense. Expect you to do your thing, and that's what they've been able to do. But replacing both coordinators, offense and defense, and maintaining and still being good, I think that was kind of one of the surprises at the beginning of the year. I don't know how you thought about Detroit. You always know the talent was there, but you're like, man, is those coordinators going to make that big a difference? Is that, because we know how talented Ben Johnson is. Not having him there in Detroit's going to make the difference. But John Morton, man, just taking right over from where he was. They lead the NFL in scoring.
I feel like we're starting to say this more and more up front when it comes to the National Football League. But I don't know who's good, and that's not a bad thing, but I think as we're trying to figure out who the contenders are, who the pretenders are, what you can believe in, what you can't believe in, it feels like it changes so much. The Chargers got off to a 3-0 start. Now they're 3-2, and people are kind of soured on them. The Broncos seem like, I'm not sure how good they are. They then go on the road and beat Philadelphia. Now you look at their schedule, they got a little bit of a runway. The Chiefs have gotten off to a slow start. Philadelphia, we just mentioned, like right now, it just doesn't really appear to be that team right now in the league. Again, I feel like we say this, but it really does feel wide open right now.
I think when you get around Halloween, you start getting separation. You get teams that are now 7-4, you know, going on the 8-4. Because a lot of guys, you know, that former players in the league will say that too. That we till after Halloween, wait till November and December, and kind of get that feel of how good of a team you are. But if the Chiefs can just keep their head kind of above water, December opens up for them. Because December opens up for them very nice. Because at home, you got Houston. Obviously, Houston's better than what they started off as, right? But it's Houston at Arrowhead. Then the Chargers at Arrowhead. Then at Tennessee. They're miserable. So that's your road game there, Tennessee. Denver at home. And then Arrowhead West in Las Vegas. That's a very Chiefs schedule for December. It's a very comfortable schedule getting L.A. and Houston and Denver all at home, and then, of course, the road games are Vegas and Tennessee. That's a dream schedule for the Chiefs at the back end.
Yeah, I would say that the Chiefs, you know, every kind of quarter of the season has, like, a very different theme. Like, quarter one, the first month, September, is managing without Rashee Rice. Like, that was the big theme of it. We don't have our big weapon. We also didn't have Xavier Worthy healthy. How do we generate explosive plays from that? Now it feels like the ramping up to getting Rashee Rice, you get him back in preparation for the Buffalo game. The November stretch is the hardest stretch that they have so far this season. They play three games on the road. They go on the road to play Buffalo, on the road to play Denver. They go on the road Cowboys short week on Thursday Night Football.
You get suddenly good to Indianapolis at noon if that game stays at noon.
100%, which that feels like that could be a 3:25. That could get flexed to Sunday Night Football. Like, I think that's now the really hard stretch. And then you're right. When you think the Chiefs should be ramping up and playing their best football, that is, in theory, on paper, the easiest portion of their schedule, that final month of the season.
Yeah, I mean, what a great stretch. You get through there, you have the injuries, whatever, you find who and what your football team is, you have your identity, and then you go into December. We know how good Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have been in the month of December. I mean, this team amps up for the postseason. I mean, they amp everything up for the postseason. The slate of games for December, if they can get through November, because it's going to be tough. Dallas, you know, Thanksgiving game, you know what they're going to do? They're going to move. They're going to wear you out because their offense is good. They can't play defense at all, but their offense is very good and formidable.
Right now, we're joined in studio by our guy, Jay Binkley, going through some of the top storylines right now with the Chiefs. We'll also talk some college football as well. Missouri has a very important game this weekend at home against Alabama. What's your worry level, panic level, whatever word you want to use regarding Harrison Butker? I'm probably at a 5.5, and the reasoning behind that is every week he finds himself in the principal's office. Like, we shouldn't have to talk this week, every week, about something going wrong with Harrison Butker, whether it's a missed field goal, a missed kick, kicking the ball out of bounds. Like, I just want a week in which he's just off the front page of the story. That's not what your kicker should be in that sense. So that's why I would put it at a 5.5. I'm not pressing the panic button. I don't think they should cut him. They're not bringing in another kicker. But, you know, as you continue to play these games, you got a game against a Lions team. Man, leaving points on the board is how you get beat. Coming up in a couple of weeks, you go on the road to play the Buffalo Bills. You can't leave 4 points on the field against that team. So that's why I'm at a 5.5. Where are you at?
Not very. Say probably 4. Because he's been there before and then turned it around. And the one thing about it, when Veach took him off the practice squad of the Panthers, he came in here, you know, ready to roll. He's still a young guy. He's not even 30 yet. It's hard to believe that, you know, this guy that, you know, came in really that first year that Mahomes was here, but Mahomes was redshirting. He played, but he's still a young guy. So you hope that comes down. But again, in Jacksonville, didn't have to use him until the very end for the kickoff that goes out of bounds that I'm sure he would like to have that one back. So they were able to put points on the board and touchdowns instead of relying on the kicker at all times. But he's made some of the biggest kicks in Chiefs history, but it's what have you done for me lately with kickers? It doesn't matter what you did the year before. It's how good are you right now? But yeah, I think it kind of calms down and turns around. But, I mean, it could be an issue. We don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes down the stretch, but I have faith that, you know, he'll figure that out.
Have you heard the Taylor Swift version of Lose Yourself?
Are you kidding me?
No, there's a real version of it.
Is this like Wood?
I have not heard Wood. I heard a small portion of Wood. I heard a piece of Wood.
What's it about? Firewood or wood?
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about Christmas firewood. You know, that's what it's about. Have you heard the Taylor Swift version of Lose Yourself? Because I'll play it for you if you haven't heard it.
No, I haven't heard it.
Okay. All right. I'll play this for
you. Where'd she do this?
This was a long time ago. This is, I think, like 2014, 2013. You know, this is when she was still going by T-Swizzle. This is her cover of Lose Yourself by
Eminem. Is this after the Garth Brooks days?
I don't know, actually.
Good opening for him.
All right. If you had one shot, one opportunity to be the loudest crowd that we have seen all summer, would you take that shot?
Oh,
or just
boy.
Let it slip? Yo.
Wow.
This palm's sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. This vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
I think they should play this to pump up the crowd.
Honestly, Cody Capps probably better. Honestly, those Cody songs about Vinny. Vinny Pasquantino and Cody's probably. Yeah, that's.
Can you imagine them playing? Just think about it.
It's her name and them type.
It's Taylor Swift. You know, Kansas City loves Taylor Swift. I feel like we've adopted her. She's one of our own now. She's one of us.
Not this, man.
You got Detroit, Eminem, 8 Mile. They're playing the Lions Sunday night football. You play this? I'm telling you, Arrowhead might break that sound record again. He might be in the Guinness Book of World Record again.
Maybe. I don't know. It's kind of disrespectful to Detroit.
Okay, I didn't know.
What did you think of that, honestly? I mean, take everything else. How'd you think of that, honestly? Like, if you'd just heard me play this.
I think that should be the song when the Chiefs score a touchdown.
Would you honestly say the Vinny Pasquantino Cody song was as good as that? If I ask you your honest opinion.
I think that should be the song when the Chiefs score a touchdown. That should be the song. I don't know what the song is now. Rob, what's the song the Chiefs play when they score a touchdown?
It's a Fight for Your Right to Party.
See, look. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You got a his and hers. You got a his and hers. So you know what?
So that was T-Sizzle.
Yeah. So whenever they have a passing touchdown, that's when they hit the Fight for Your Right. Whenever they get a rushing touchdown, so when Kareem runs it in there from the 2-yard line, that's when you go with the Lose Yourself.
That doesn't motivate people.
Oh, you know what you should do? You should do what Colorado did. Whenever Travis Kelce scores, he gets that song.
Oh, kind of like Shadour. Timing. That's what it should be.
They should just play Wood. I mean, don't play this one. If Travis scores a touchdown, that's the song they should play.
You think they should play Wood?
Yeah, that Firewood song that she has.
Okay.
They should play that. Seriously, if he gets to the end zone, that's the one.
Have you heard the new album?
No.
Okay, I'm not sure.
No, I said clips of it because Alex played me clips the other day last Friday.
All right, no, I wasn't sure. You saw, You saw, I've heard one song in its entirety, the Ophelia song. I think that's the name of the song. And then I heard a piece of another song.
I have not
when
heard.
I was on TikTok.
And I'm good. I don't listen to music very often.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
No.
You just ride in silence in the car? You seem like an audio book guy.
Sports book. Sports radio guy.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Oh, I'll go pump around listening to you and Rob, man.
Okay, I wasn't sure. You seem like you're listening to a nice audio book.
Listen to Cody and Gold, listen to Dusty and Fesco in the morning,
man. Listen to Dave Ramsey radio. Maybe a little NPR for you when you're just riding around. That's what I thought.
Mostly just sports radio.
Right now, we got our guy.
Very boring.
We got our guy, Jay Binkley, joining us in studio. Bink, let's talk about this Missouri game. Eli Drinkwitz does not have a win like this in his career. If you would identify the five best teams in the SEC during this stretch of Missouri football, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss, they only have a win against one of those teams. If you want to throw LSU in there, so the top six teams in the SEC over the last 2.5 years.
Unless Carolina, South Carolina, because they almost made the playoffs last year.
Almost. South Carolina is a good program. I wouldn't put them in the category of these other teams, but yeah, South Carolina is a good win. I think that Eli Drinkwitz kind of needs that banner win, and I would say that his time in Missouri has been building up to this moment. This is your quarterback. This is your guy in the transfer portal that you liked when it came to the running back room. Your wide receiver. This is your defense. Like, this team has your fingerprints. You have everything you need. Eli Drinkwitz is the 10th highest paid coach in college football. You have everything that you need to be successful. If Missouri is a true playoff contending team, you got to take care of business at home. Alabama is a great team. Alabama could win the SEC. Alabama is coming off two very difficult games in the SEC. Missouri is coming off a bye. You got to figure out a way to get this win at home against Alabama.
Yeah, and you got Ty Simpson climbing up those Heisman odd charts. And obviously, Missouri wants Ahmad Hardy and Bobo Bila to be there. Ty Simpson, you look at second and third on all these odds, the quarterback at Bama. But I told you before I came in here that Lane Kiffin light is kind of like Eli Drinkwitz. Like, Lane Kiffin went through this thing in his career where all of a sudden people liked Lane Kiffin, right? Like, when he was bouncing around USC and Tennessee, maybe there were some issues or the Raiders back then, but people like Lane Kiffin now. And Eli's doing a lot of the same stuff. He went on with Kalen DeBoer's press conference with the media the other day, and they asked a question from Eli from University of Missouri. He goes on there and asks him if he's wearing the black sweatshirt, because that's the good luck sweatshirt that Kalen's been wearing for Alabama. He's very good. He's 5-1 against ranked teams, so he's proven that to this point. But with Eli doing that, and then the way that Eli has been likable in the transfer portal, Ahmad Hardy brings him right in. Led the Sun Belt in rushing last year, comes right in Missouri. Trotter, Jeremiah Trotter's kid, playing for Missouri. Wilson on defense came over from the University of Georgia. Kevin Coleman, a great receiver. It's interesting because he's from St. Louis. He went with Deion back at Jackson State. Remember that whole deal with Travis Hunter and all these guys, you know, playing with Deion Jackson State. He did that, and then he transferred. And then he was at Mississippi State last year. Very good receiver. Brings him in to Missouri. So he hit this transfer portal hard, bringing in a ton of talent because people like him. He's got that likability factor that coaches need to have. You know, it looks like a scientist at times with his glasses on or whatever, but he's a very likable guy. And the transfer portal guys do like him. So hey, Bo Pabula said, yeah, I want to go to Missouri. That part's huge for Eli, who's stacked up back-to-back double-digit wins with that Ohio State game he had 2 years ago, going to 11 wins and then 10 wins. So 11 and then 10, we'll see where he goes. But he's got that likability factor, though the transfer portal guys want to go to Columbia and play. And that part is huge because the transfer portal is so big in college sports.
I always felt like when Missouri, I guess maybe back to the Gary Pinkel days and sort of the early years in the SEC, I always felt that Missouri could compete from a skill position standpoint. It was really the line of scrimmage. I don't feel like Missouri could compete on the offensive line in the SEC or the defensive line, or when they would go up against Texas and Oklahoma, and that usually was why I thought Missouri lost those games. I feel like Missouri can compete up front with Alabama, which gives them a chance. I saw Florida State run the ball all over this Alabama team. Missouri is a great running team. They're one of the best rushing teams in college football. You got Ahmad Hardy. You got Jamal Roberts. Bo Pribula can also run it a little bit. This is one of those
games. He's a very good runner.
This is one of those games where I think you need to limit Bo's attempts to 20 to 25. Missouri needs to run it 35 to 45 times. They need to control the line of scrimmage and control the tempo of this game. That's how they win, in my opinion.
Well, they do it with Zion Young on one side, get Damon Wilson on the other side, that defensive, you know, that defensive front, Trotter then back behind them at linebacker. But they have this kind of suffocating defense. And Missouri, is the only team in the nation, top five in both total offense and total defense. And I know you look at the schedule and think, well, they did play South Carolina at least. That's why this game's so big. But they moved to number two in total defense as Oklahoma took over that top spot. But they're still top five in offense and defense, and you didn't think you'd see that. He's got a commanding lead in the SEC, Jamon Hardy. It's like over 200 yards, like over 250 yards rushing as far as his lead in the SEC. Jamal Roberts, a top 10 rushing guy in the SEC as well. That's a nice 1-2 punch that Missouri. Everybody thought that Singleton and Allen at Penn State was the best backfield in the country. You can make an argument the best backfield's in Columbia, Missouri.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Jay Binkley. Bink, I have two things for you coming up on the other side. First thing is, I want you to think if you could add one player from the Lions to the Chiefs, which player would you add? I also want to go through, we got a great weekend in college football. Let's go through some of the matchups. We got Binkley in studio filling in for our guy, Nate Taylor, who is under the weather today. Keep it right here, so drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Red Friday. Binkley is stepping in for our guy, Nate Taylor, who is under the weather today. A couple of things before we get to this weekend in college football. The first thing is, have you ever gone back and just looked at the 2008 Detroit Lions? Like, we really went through a golden era of football. We got to watch the 2007 Patriots, who, in my opinion, are the best football team that we've ever seen. I know they didn't win the Super Bowl. That's the best team that we've ever seen. And then the following season, we got the worst football team that we have ever seen. I mean, on a week-in, week-out basis, They were just getting the beats. I mean, the first four games of the season, 34-21, 48-25, 31-13, 34-7. I mean, the first month of the season.
It was Orlovsky-led team, wasn't it?
You're cooked. You're done.
Was that the Orlovsky run in the end zone
here?
That
was the Orlovsky season. I mean, that season, Dan Orlovsky, to take you back in time, Dan Orlovsky made seven starts. He was 0-7. He threw eight touchdown passes and eight interceptions and had a 72 quarterback rating. They then went in a different direction. They had Dante Culpepper. You've never seen
Dante Culpepper.
He was 0-5 that year, four touchdowns, six interceptions. He had a quarterback rating of 63.9. They then said, we can't do this anymore. Then they went to John Kitna. John Kitna was their starting quarterback for a time that year. He also obviously did not win a game. Five touchdowns, five interceptions. That was the 2008 Detroit Lions.
Great team. Great team. Orlovsky legend.
So that is one of the things I wanted to get your thought on. The second thing is, tomorrow in like an old school NBA Streets, I don't know if you played the game NBA Street or not, but if you would beat a team, you could take one player off their team and you can add them to your team. Now, you had to drop somebody.
Yeah.
We don't got to do that in this. But if you could add one player from the Detroit Lions and put them on the Kansas City Chiefs, what player would you add?
Gosh, earlier in the year, man, it'd be hard-pressed not to take Amon-Ra St. Brown and then, of course, Gibbs. Aiden Hutchinson. I'd take Aiden.
I think Aiden is the right player to take. Just having him on the other side to really boost and generate the pass rush. I mean, I think he's one of the five best young pass rushers in the league. You're talking about a guy with an incredible motor, a guy who I think has a chance at some point in his career to win Defensive Player of the Year. I would put him number one. I would put Gibbs second. Just having him, like, yeah. If you want to think of the prototypical Andy Reid-style running back, that's Jamaal Charles. Like, when I look at Jahmyr Gibbs, he looks like Jamaal Charles to me. You're telling me I get a second chance to put Jamaal Charles prime and I can put him in Andy Reid's offense?
But Aiden,
yeah, I take Jahmyr Gibbs.
But Aiden flips that field so much. He had three forced fumbles a couple years ago when he had those 11.5 sacks. He's already got three this year. So he's got three forced fumbles this year. He's got the five sacks already. That guy flips the field and he would put Mahomes back on the field. Aiden Hutchinson goes out there and puts Mahomes back on the field. So definitely I'd go Aiden.
Have you ever thought about this from this perspective? If you're Dan Orlovsky, you made it to the National Football League. Like, you know how hard it is to make it to the National Football League?
UConn.
Like,
UConn.
You accomplished it. Like, you got the most out of your athletic ability. Very few people. And you also just didn't play the 1 year. You played 7 years in the National Football League. You made 12 starts. Like, you are an overwhelming success. The only thing people remember from your athletic career is when you ran out of the back of the end zone against the Minnesota Vikings.
Like, and now it's hot takes.
Like, you know, no one remembers a touchdown pass that you had. No one talks about your college football career. No one wears you got drafted. Like, no one talks about any of those things. Dan Orlovsky is a success story. You're the guy that ran out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah. Now it's just full of hot takes and flips his takes back and forth, whoever's winning and losing. And Dan has found a home at ESPN.
All right, you know what I want to do? I want to get to some of the big-time college football games that we have this weekend. Rob, hit the music. All right, we have Ohio State on the road at Illinois. Is there any chance that Illinois pulls off the home upset? We see these happen in college football every weekend.
I know.
Is there any chance it can be Illinois?
No, because this is a perfect spot for Ohio State. They proved that they could take apart that myth. Well, it's not a myth, I guess, where East Coast teams go to the West Coast when they went out and beat Washington a couple weeks ago. Very good Washington team, but they're staying right there in the Midwest. Illinois is a weird team. They get 63-balled by Indiana a few weeks ago. They stay ranked. They end up beating USC again. Weird deal with the West Coast team going to the East Coast. But, yeah, I don't see Ohio State losing this. I think they're the best team in the country. I think Miami can make an argument to have a better resume right now in Ohio State, but they only play who's in front of them. They are the champs, so I'd still go Ohio State.
Indiana and Oregon. This is the 2:30 game on CBS. Indiana and Oregon, a classic Big Ten matchup that you have. I think this is a prime spot for Indiana to get rolled. Oregon right now is 7.5-point favorites. honestly, what I would probably do is I'd maybe get that to 6.5 and do it in a parlay with another game that you feel very confident in. I think there's a chance that Indiana gets rolled on.
It's tough because, you know, in Indiana, you know, again, they're an hour ahead of us now in Bloomington. They're going all the way to the West Coast. So some of those clash of games where Big Ten teams were 8-18 last year, moving and playing two time zones away. So we're seeing a classic matchup in that. I do feel that this Indiana team, though, is better than the Indiana team last year. They have three draftable receivers on this roster as well. And Fernando Mendoza, what a home run that was in the transfer portal coming over from Cal. They lose a couple great players last year, and he's one of them. Indiana's a very good team, but Oregon and Dante Moore, it's a Heisman battle too. Keep this in mind. They're both in the top five in Heisman odds as far as Dante Moore at Oregon and Fernando Mendoza at Indiana.
This line between Oklahoma and Texas has just danced around. At first, Texas was a small favorite in that matchup, and you could get a plus money on Oklahoma. Right now, Oklahoma is -1.5, basically a coin flip on the money line. Both of them are 108. Take the team that you think is going to win. Forget about the points here. I like Oklahoma. I actually think Oklahoma this season, they've been the best team in the SEC, but I understand with the injury to John Mateer why folks would be hesitant to bet them in this matchup.
Yeah, I like that, but Mateer stayed that game against Auburn even with that hand. It happened in the first quarter. He stayed in. He wants to come back. It looks like he's bumped up to probable this week with the college teams putting out the injury report, so probably going to get him. It is a neutral site game. It's at the Cotton Bowl there, so it's, I mean, it's still down the state of Texas, but rivalry games, weird things happen. But you're talking the number one defense in the country. You're thinking about John Mateer coming back. You're thinking about Arch Manning struggling against defense. He's never seen a defense like what Oklahoma's going to do. And this pass rush. Oklahoma had 10 sacks against Jackson Arnold in Auburn. They get after the quarterback, and they play very good defense. So 1.5, it's a very, very tempting play.
Let me ask you this before we get out of here. Auburn, they're at home against Georgia. USC is at home against Michigan. Which of those home teams do you think is more likely to pull off the upset? Is it USC or Auburn?
Auburn. I think Auburn's a very good team. Actually, they probably should have beaten Oklahoma except for that little trick play that shouldn't have been allowed that Oklahoma ran against them. But they were right there. And Jackson Arnold, I like him at quarterback. And Georgia, they didn't look so good against Alabama at home. Gunnar Stockton, still like him at quarterback, but I'd go Auburn. USC, by the way, very explosive team. Their loss, again, happened when they went two time zones different.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get your keys to the game. Chiefs win if, Lions win if scenario, and most important, to hell with all this football stuff we've been talking about. You know what we got to do. It's time for random question time with Jay Binkley. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I do want to get back to very serious football things with Jay Binkley, and we'll do that coming up in 30 seconds. But Binkley, if you allow Rob and I to take a quick detour.
Yes.
Rob, I don't judge people for what you watch. You watch wrestling. You watch Real Housewives of the Potomac. It don't matter to me. But I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If you have seen the trailers for that Chad Powers show and thought, that looks good, please don't text the show anymore. Please don't. I'm serious. In fact, no. What I want you to do is text the show. That looks like a great show, so I know exactly who to block on the text line. Sometimes you can just see the trailer of a movie or a show and be like, nope. Rob, does that not look like one of the worst things you could possibly watch?
It doesn't look good, which is crazy because Glenn Powell's like a huge star, and it does not look interesting at all.
Can't do it. I'm serious. I've never seen anything just so clearly. It's like that one where they got the dude from The Shield and he's like playing high school football and you're thinking, no, I'm not watching that. No, I'm not watching that. That's how I feel about this Chad Powers.
Just glad I don't have Hulu.
Got everything else but that. That was a good YouTube skit. It was very, very funny. A television show based around that? Absolutely not. Cannot do it. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Cannot do it. We got Binkley in studio. Binkley, give us your keys. Give us your Chiefs win if scenario. Give us your Lions win if scenario.
Chiefs win if they can control that defensive line of scrimmage. Then get back to the back, stop that rushing attack for Detroit, keep Jared Goff in the pocket, pick him off, you know, a time or two. They've been doing that well as far as getting the turnovers. But keep Jared Goff centered, and then on the flip side, Mahomes airing it out against this. Both their starting safeties are questionable, and of course, Terry Arnold's out for – they're saying now he'll come back eventually, but we don't know when. Of course, they lost DJ Reed as well at corner. So Mahomes aired out, take advantage of that defense, but control that line of scrimmage on defense. And conversely, the offensive line. This is a big boy test. This is an actual pass rush, better pass rush than I've seen since that Giants game and Burns, you know, attacking them. But they, you know, a little bit of hiatus last couple weeks for a good pass rush.
I feel like this game really comes down to Chris Jones and Aiden Hutchinson and who plays better out of the two. I don't think the Lions can win this game if you don't get a great game from Aiden Hutchinson. You don't have enough on the back end, I think, to have a really good game. When you think of the weapons that Kansas City is starting to develop and the scheme and the offense, I think Mahomes throws for 300 yards against this team. Like, we're talking your number one, number two corner, and possibly both of your safeties. Like, I know next man up, but next man up's got a limit. This is the second string Lions secondary room. Like, That's a team that you got to take advantage of on the back half of the defense. So you got to get pressure up front. And if you're the Chiefs, you got to control the line of scrimmage. If the Lions are running the football effectively, I just don't know how much chance you have of stopping their offense. It really opens up everything else they do.
And I think they win if they, you know, really get back to Patrick Mahomes and really disrupt that, you know, throwing it downfield, you know, utilizing some of that speed. Three of the guys below 4.3 speed, but they limit that by getting back to the quarterback so the Chiefs are forced to throw more shorter routes and stuff. That's how I think Detroit can win this game if they win. I still think Chiefs find a way to get back to 3-3.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will get back to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. But, Binkley, before we do that, there's only one activity that I'm interested in doing. What is it?
Random question time!
Binkley, 2026, week one. Is Bill Belichick the head coach at North Carolina?
No, he's back in the media. He's over to ESPN. He's doing Inside the NFL again. He's found his new home. He will not be in the sideline.
This is what I've been saying. Bill Belichick, he just needs to call Bill Simmons. Go do a podcast for The Ringer. That's what you need to do. Go
his
do
girlfriend has been on the sideline during games. Wait, that doesn't happen at any level of football. What's wrong with this dude, man? I understand she's young and all this, and he's old. It's kind of cool. Date that younger gal, a lot younger. But still, Bill, come on, man.
Bing, do you have a dream car? Like right now, if I gave you like $100,000 and I'm like, hey, go get what you need or go put a down payment on something.
Yeah, I'm older now, so it'd probably be some form of SUV or truck or something like that. You know, you get that age where, you know, you turn that mid-century and no minivan or anything like that. Past that, but, you know, SUV type. Or, no, not that.
If
SUV
your dream type car truck, was a minivan, I'm putting you with the Chad Powers people.
No Chad Powers stuff, but it's it'd be like an SUV or truck at this point, I think.
Where did you go on your first date?
I think I watched football, actually.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense.
It was actually like, yeah, it involved football, yeah.
When you watch Dan Campbell on the sideline, do you do like the Leonardo DiCaprio gif? You're like, ooh, that's me. Like, you're Dan Campbell. That's who you could have been. In another life, you could have been Dan Campbell.
Yeah, maybe some Brian Daboll mixed in, throwing a fit on the sideline, checking out the injury tent and all that. But yeah, Dan Campbell, I mean, that looks like a dude you'd want to go have a beer with, man. Dan Campbell is like crossed into like top three. Go have a beer with dudes.
Rob, where was your first date?
Like ever?
Yeah. That'd be first, yeah.
Movie theater. There was a movie AMC near my parents' house. My parents dropped me off on a date with a girl to see. I don't remember the movie, but we went and saw a movie. And then we went and got like, there was like a Taco Bell around the corner. We got food there.
Big spender. That was a $40 date for you.
Just big. No, this is pre-inflation. This was like regular $20 date.
Well, back in the day, it used to be Applebee's, right? That was like the place to take your date to, man. It was fancy.
Gotta take her to the bees. My first date, I went to Ward Parkway Movie Theater to go see Barbershop 2. That is where I went on my first date.
You still remember that movie and everything?
Yeah, Barbershop 2. I remember.
I can't even tell you what
that's
game
a very important time in a young man's life, your first date.
It's like you have these dates. I'll never forget the woman I was married to for over 20 years. She came over in the afternoons before I did this. It was the previous career, but she comes over to watch another game. She wanted to watch the Chiefs game. She came over and like the Rams were on at that point, like when they were good at that point with Kurt Warner and stuff. And I was watching another game. And she goes, "You watch other games too?" And I said, "We better sit down and just talk a little bit."
Yeah, for sure.
I said, "I watch a lot of other things too, other games too."
Can I admit something to you?
Yes.
You can turn the music down. I think Rob might actually know this, but I just want to tell you this because I don't think I've told you this. So for the 4th of July, I was out and my friend was grilling some hot dogs and I was like, "Hey, what do you have to drink?" And I was like, you know, at first I was like, "I'll just get some water." And he was like, "I got a Miller Lite." And I was like, "You know what? It's the 4th of July. Let me get a Miller Lite."
All right.
I actually don't know if I ever had a Miller Lite up to that point in my life. I don't think I ever had one.
Nice.
So I took the Miller Lite. That's the only beer I drink now is Miller Lite.
Is that right?
I've been hooked on Miller Lite ever since the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I feel like this is a low point in my life.
Well, you've turned yourself around with these beers we drink.
That's what I'm saying.
I like a lot of them. Miller Lite's perfect.
This is where I feel like this is a low point because I don't even know at this point if I'm drinking it for flavor. Like, I definitely have had more flavorful beers like Stella and Blue Moon. Like, I like those. A Boulevard Wheat. I don't know if I'm drinking. I don't know what it is. I just, like, I'll go out to eat, and I'm like, "What do you want to drink?" And I can't say anything else, just Miller Lite. That's all I can say. I'm stuck. I want to be out of this. I'm in a loop right now.
See, Drew Nixon, the producer of Cody and Gold, it was around the 4th of July, and I was in there, and I said, "All right, well, you drink a Coors Light for me." And he did. It was like his first Coors Light he had. I was like, "Dude, just opened your eyes." I don't think he liked it, but I love it.
Actually, this is a perfect way to end this segment. Someone on the text line said, "Do you guys even realize how bad Shamari Connor has been?" Yeah, we know.
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
We absolutely know how bad Shamari Connor
is. Just a man without a home. He's just trying to fit in. Jack of all trades, master none, man.
That is our guy, Jay Binkley, joining us in studio today to get you ready for a great weekend of football. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about how important this game is for the Chiefs. We'll also play the best of Devin McCourty, who is on Sunday Night Football. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.